When someone is placed on probation, they agree to certain conditions set by the court, including paying restitution to a victim. But judges in Barron County were noticing a problem. Restitution wasn't being paid. Judge Maureen Boyle says even after extensions, the money wasn't coming in.
It appeared to us judges that there is a re-victimization at that point. I mean, sometimes victims are waiting for years to have any restitution paid back to them. And then at the end of all that time, we're coming back to them and saying, here's a civil judgment, now you go collect it.
So instead of filling out the usual paperwork to extend probation or move a case into civil court, Boyle and her fellow Barron County judges began calling offenders back into court to explain why they weren't paying their victims.
We decided that we needed to pay closer attention to this and start holding these hearings to just see exactly why this restitution wasn't being paid. So we've decided to take a more active role in having offenders come back into court to talk to us about their ability to pay and about when they can get this restitution paid.
Boyle calls it restitution court, and according to the director of state court's office, it's the first of its kind in Wisconsin. During the hearings, payment schedules are set and jail time is threatened to those who refuse to pay. Boyle says after a few months of holding the hearings, they've already noticed more restitution being paid to victims. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.